You better make your mama hear this show and explain what it's all about. Get her jacked up on some cheap champagne, it might help her figure it out. And if the music ain't good, well, what you mean? You must be on the wrong show. Cause this is the best show there ever was on student radio. Do it! Play your mama in transit. She won't understand a single word that's said. Do it! play your mama in transit. She can stay up late cause baby she can listen in bed.
The Robert Kevin Show.
Nice. Wow. All right. We're back again with, that was Block Party with Like Eating Glass, first track from Sound Alarm.
I love that song.
My five picks today are all my favorite five British artists that are currently still recording. We'll come on to those later. Let's introduce the guest host.
Hello. Word.
Hello, Tom Allen.
Hello. Pleasure to be here, Rob.
Oh, it's lovely to hear. It's a pleasure to have you. A guest speaking into the microphone.
Yeah, I finally found the time in my busy schedule to make it down to the studios.
Well, tell us about yourself. What course do you do?
I'm a studier of the literature of the English language.
So English lit.
Yeah, books and stuff.
At UCL. I can't remember what else we normally ask. Oh, what's your interesting fact?
I'm in a band called Project Multivitamin, which is quite a comical name, but we're going to take the world by storm, so you heard it here first.
Project Multivitamin.
Any reason for the band name?
Basically, we're good for you.
How come you haven't given me a dose yet?
Yeah. There's only so much you can take, and it's not meant to replace your regular balanced diet.
Yeah,
to
be honest.
It's more of a supplement.
Ah, okay, fair enough. I didn't know you were a doctor. I thought you were an English student.
Oh, well, talking of healthy food, this is a song by one of your five a day. This is a song by The Apples.
Oh.
You might just recognise it.
Is it a cover?
It might well be.
All right, okay. Let's check it out.
It's fruity.
thought that was the apples.
That's for all the mums out there, fans of Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, if you hadn't guessed it, why we did Take Your Mama Out, it's because it's Mother's Day, of course.
Yay! Happy Mother's Day, Mum. Happy Mother's Day.
Maybe top 50, maybe top 40 most important days of the year.
should we give shout-outs to our mums?
If you want. Is your mum listening?
This is for Jan. Respect. Aww. Keep up the good work.
Where's she listening from, if she's listening?
She'll probably be listening in the future.
Oh, where will she be?
In Norwich.
Once she's had some classes in IT.
Yeah, I spent about half an hour on the phone to my mum explaining her how to open up the stream and things. Oh. But I finally admitted to my mum. I finally told my mum where to get my radio show from. I've been too embarrassed before, but...
It's good you come out in the open.
You're embarrassed of us?
No, we're professional now. I'm not embarrassed anymore.
It's nothing to be ashamed of, so...
I know.
It's good to be open.
Okay, that was the apples.
I've come out.
Oh,
out
I should shout out to my mum, Carol. She knows how to use the internet pretty well.
Go Carol, she emails
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
In fact, talking of emails, if you fancy emailing in, we're looking for a dream.
Oh, we've already got two. Wow.
Dream analysis.
Yeah, if you're looking to get your dream analysed by an expert coming into the studio, it's email studio@rarefm.co.uk or text RARE plus your message to 6300.
Okay, that was the apples. You said you had an interesting fact about them, Tom.
Yeah, well, they're a funk kind of hip-hop band. So they have the brass and they have their decks on stage.
Oh, yeah.
And they played with the likes of Amy Winehouse, unfortunately. But despite that, they're quite a good band.
Yeah, but they must be pretty good to go on tour with Amy Winehouse.
Oh, yeah,
it sounds good. It sounds good.
Considering the prices people probably pay to see her, they have to be top-notch.
Prices people see to see a slightly bedraggled... remnant of a decent singer.
Yep.
On stage.
Controversial. Bitter there.
It's controversial.
Yeah, you sound like you've been snubbed by her in the past. So.
I saw her and she wasn't that good.
DeSalle
yeah.
wrote all the songs and there was some mix up with the
actually, no, I did see still her. Bitter. She was very good, actually. But yeah.
Okay. We had a sleepover last night. Usually we all come from our separate homes.
And we all meet up at Pret.
This time we all... We all stayed at Chris and DeSalle's house and had a sleepover.
The Camden Street Hotel.
It's the secret headquarters of our pirate radio show.
Oh, yeah. So don't tell them where it is. He just said where it is. Now everything's
It's a long street. It's a long street.
All right, before we give away any more key details, let's just put on a song.
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
DeSalle, you got a song
talking of the sleepover we had, I'm going to play... A bit of Passion Pit with the song Sleepyhead. So, you know, nice. Chris, Mike, anyone else out there who's still in bed, wake up.
Spooning. They're spooning while we listen.
Yeah. We already got a message confirmed.
As long as you wake up and listen. Here we go.
And everything is going to the beat. And everything is going to the beat. And everything is going...
Okay, that was Passion Pit. It was Sleepyhead.
It's a pretty cool song. I kind of like it.
They, I think they were on the BBC Sound of 2009, one of the nominees for it.
Oh, really? I never even heard of that.
No, but...
Well, who won?
Little Boots, I think.
Oh, Little, yeah. She's, apparently, she said she's playing every festival this summer.
Oh, dear.
Well, this wouldn't be in transit if it wasn't a show about bands on the move, or either physically on tour, or just moving up in my esteem. Okay, on Monday night, Desal and I went to a gig together, didn't we?
It was, yes, a brilliant gig.
Yes, we went to see Camera Obscura at the Lexington. Mm-hmm. And perfect time of year to listen to Camera Obscura, I think, spring, because they have good songs for us.
I think, I've been in the park like all this week just listening to Camera Obscura. Yeah. It's brilliant music,
especially
but it's chilling.
The new album is probably my favourite album of the year so far. Yeah. And then my second in my favourite current British act still making music.
Really?
What would be the first then?
Oh, I don't know. They're not in order. I mean, the second of the five I've chosen.
Ooh. Whatever.
So the gig was really good. It was the first time they played most of the new songs, but they sounded all.
They sounded like they've been playing them for ages. They're
really tight, except for once when the guitarist was one song ahead of the rest.
Yeah, he came in on Swans early. Yeah. But no, it was good. It was good.
It was really good. Mostly songs from the most recent and Let's Get Out of This Country, and one song from the one before that, Underachievers, Please Try Harder, which is probably one of my favourite album names of all time. I don't know why.
Underachievers, Please Try Harder. Yeah. It just sounds like my report all over again.
Yeah.
Bad times, bad times.
So yeah, it was a really upbeat, lively twee gig.
Oh, talking of twee, the female singers, I think the keyboard player was the most twee of all of them. She was wearing like a gingham-esque dress with like a gingham little earring, and she had like pigtails, sort of like her ponytail and everything.
Yeah.
And I thought it was ridiculous. And I'm Francois.
Yeah, Francois was.
He's blatantly from Newcastle or
something. Some random French guy supporting, but we think he was putting his French accent on just to sound more arty. His music was pretty pretentious, but quite cool.
Yeah. Pretty damn pretentious, but yeah.
Okay, let's get off the subject of pretentious.
Because this is in transit. We're not in pretentious.
Okay, and it was at the Lexington, which is fast becoming one of my favourite venues in London.
Yeah, it's a
really
good venue.
Were
you
like losing the pub quizzes every week?
Yeah, we love
coming
losing.
20th.
We came 18th last time, right?
Okay, yeah.
Out of 18.
All right. No,
out
we came
20. 18th out of 20. Okay.
21, I think, wasn't it?
No, I think it was 20.
And I heard you were on Wikipedia for the whole time as well.
No, that was the time before when we came 17th.
Yeah, 17th. Yeah, that was respectable, that one.
Yeah. Yeah, the Lexington is a great venue. Second time I've been there.
It's nice and small.
It's like a club. It's got a really club vibe. It's small, much too small for Camera Obscura to be playing. They're playing Shepherd's Bush next month. So
yeah, this was a bit of a special gig.
Yeah, this is a bit of a treat. And the thing that amazes me most about it is it's so small, yet they still get the sound really well. Like, there were seven people on stage. Mm. Last time I went there,
it was perfectly mixed.
Fanfare had six people on stage, and you can still hear every single one of them. So great job they're doing there on the sound. And if you can ever see a gig there, I'd recommend it. And what I'd recommend even more is that you hear the new Camera Obscura album, which is incredible. And this is the last track from it called Honey in the Sun.
Oh, that's my favourite.
And it's the perfect soundtrack to this wonderful week of sun we've been having. So enjoy.
City, I think of you, and then
Sun. Have you enjoyed, any of you guys enjoyed Honey in the Sun this week?
I did have a little bit of honey, actually, this week when we were at a Yum Cha tea shop.
Oh, yeah. And we were in the sun because we were by the window.
So, yeah.
You had a gig this week, last night, in fact, Tom.
Yeah, last night. Went to a gig with Zoe as a shout-out.
Oh, yeah, shout-out to Zoe. Already.
went to see The Beat, supported by Silent Beam 6 in Islington.
The Beat, yeah. Well old school.
Yeah, proper old school. So, it was a good gig. Not a band I've heard a lot of, but I know a very influential old school band from the ilk of Madness, Bad Manners, The Specials, Two-Tone Skills. It was,
Did you skank?
Yeah, there was some considerable skanking going on.
Proper skanking, none of this mosh pit skanking.
Well, there's different brands of skanking. There's different time periods. I mean, it's quite a
I would have thought for The Beat, people would have been... I don't know, what were they doing? Or was it just Zoe?
We were the youngest people in the gig by about 40 years.
So impressive. Quite energetic. I think you should write a blog about different kinds of skanking on your amazing blog, which we should plug.
Yeah, plug my amazing blog.
It's a good blog. It's a good blog.
For your refrigeration, that is.
Yeah, it's for-your-refrigeration.blogspot.com.
With one follower.
I'm a follower.
Yeah.
Oh, am I the one?
Yeah. Oh, I've not followed. I thought I was following it. Oh. Sorry, Tom.
Yeah,
sorry,
get in the action now before I sell out and get sponsorship. And then
before he gets signed by Enemy to write for him.
Probably more like Empire because he writes about film a lot.
True. And random English things.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the gig was great. And I'm going to go for my next track, Summer Tune, taking it back from the second wave, Two-Tone, back to the first wave. This is original pirate material. This is the ska sounds of Desmond Dekker, Mount Zion, Get a Skank, and... Turn it up. Jamaica.
Exactly, our little venture on down to Kingston Town.
Pukitopa.
We've got some shout-outs.
Yeah, we have a shout-out to, there's a bit of a Norwich contingent listening at the moment.
Go Norwich, go Delia.
Shout-out to Dennis Routledge-Burt, Daryl Burt, Dennis Routledge-Tizard, and Robbie Wincup, the famous metal chef.
Is listening.
What is the metal chef?
Oh,
Just go to
Kragoff
YouTube.
Kragoff the Barbarian. He combines culinary skills with the grimmest music known to mankind.
Sounds amazing. I need to check it out.
Yeah, and he wears amazing face paint.
If you want to know how to make souffle of Eternal Winter, check out episode 2. It's one of my favourites.
Didn't he have an agent for a while?
Yeah, he actually supported On the Move metal band Ramesses.
Doesn't that make him famous? So we've got a full-blown celebrity listening to our show.
Yeah.
That's insane. Intense, man.
Yeah. So check it out.
Metal Chef in YouTube.
Metal Chef.
Check it before YouTube take it off due to copyright infringement or something.
You dicks. Sorry. Sorry, Mum.
Okay. You've got a song for us to sell?
I do. I've wanted to know exactly what this band sounds like for quite a while. I say band in a loose term. It's two kids. I think one of them's 12 and the other one's 13.
Shouldn't you listen to them first before you play it on the radio?
I listened to it last night. But no, I bought the CD because it was the great price of £2.
You buy CDs?
When they're £2, I'm going to say no. Exactly. I bought 3 CDs for £2 this week and they're all really good.
Yeah. But no, this is Tiny Masters of Today with Hologram World featuring... Carano and Nick Zinner from Yeah.
No way. Yeah, apparently you have to, from listening to Edwin's show, I think you have to bash the play button a lot of times until it's
technical.
Because we're using CD, whereas we normally use iPod.
We're taking it back.
Smash it with a
taking
smash,
it back
smash,
to the concrete
smash.
Streets tonight.
Oh, fuck.
Let's freestyle. Freestyle rap. You can rap. I've heard you can rap, Tom.
I'm not rapping.
Oh, come on. We have time.
Okay.
I'm not paid enough for that.
Do you want to try and get that working later?
I'll put a song on now instead, anyway.
So DeSalle's failed.
Yeah, massive failure.
They taught you the lesson for using CDs.
I know, exactly. I don't understand how Edwin does it.
So what are you putting on instead?
You just ruined Mother's Day.
I'm going to play, this is from my mum, saying, Why don't you love me enough? This is I Want to Be a God with the Stone Roses.
Nice.
It's a very slow...
So you want to be adored, DeSalle?
I do, but I already know my mum does adore me. So.
And there's plenty of listeners out there who want to be adored, and I think we should, mention them.
We should oblige, though.
World record? In transit.
New record figures. High listening figures. We won't tell you what that is. But I should mention Gia and my brother Ryan, who are both listening, and a couple of more of Tom's friends. Do you remember who they are?
Rory, the metal chef.
Robbie.
Nicole and Jordan, I think.
Robin.
Big up the kids.
They want you to rap. I think you should rap.
Yeah, I think you should rap. I think I'll lay down a beat for you.
Write some lyrics.
We all know I can beatbox.
I don't write lyrics. I freestyle.
Okay.
Wait.
I will say, yeah.
We'll let him prepare a bit. Okay, he says he doesn't write lyrics, but... Honestly,
you can see it in his head. He's writing furiously
right now.
Anyone
who freestyles, they always make up stuff.
Exactly.
So we'll give you a bit of time. I've got another gig review. Double gig review this week.
Ooh. Oh, intense.
Thursday night, I went with my flatmate Nick to see Doves at the HMV Forum.
HMV Forum?
Yeah. It's
new sponsorship.
Sponsored by
the Kentish Town.
It's like they've all got a sponsorship now. It's the O2 Academy.
So it's all sold out.
Yeah, Brixton's not the same. It's all about Carling. Carling like used to sponsor absolutely everything.
Yeah, what happened to them?
But it's just a headache in a can.
Exactly.
Okay, Doves gig. Really good. Amazing set list. Amazing performance.
Yeah.
But, the bass was way too high throughout. Distorted the whole way. Pissing me off the whole time. Often drowned out the guitar.
Such an old
on such crucial stuff.
Now, I do get really annoyed, though, when sound is really badly done.
It wasn't really bad, but it was quite annoying, and it stopped it from being an incredible gig to only being a really good gig.
I found out, like, quite a lot of times, bassists, not the sound men, do just want to hear themselves far too much, and bass should be sort of slightly background, anyway.
Yeah, in my band, the bassist is quite background. He likes to hide.
That's good.
Most of the crowd spend the whole time shouting at him to... show his face, yeah.
Oh, he actually hides himself.
Yeah, he actually hides. He even started a song where he was in another room.
Really?
The door closed.
That's brilliant.
And to be coaxed in.
It's impressive.
But yeah, shout out to Owen Rhodes.
Go Owen.
Go Owen. Be confident in yourself. You can do it.
You're not ugly.
So, Dove's gig was really good. They played a bunch of new songs. And they probably finished with my favourite three songs of theirs at the beginning.
I wonder what they finished.
Here It Comes, The Last Broadcast, and There Goes the Fear. Unfortunately, the bass completely ruined The Last Broadcast.
But
Here It Comes and There Goes the Fear were both amazing. But I've already played There Goes the Fear on this show, and I want to play their new single, which I think is incredible, called Kingdom of Rust.
Whack it on. Thank you.
Beautiful. Kingdom of Rust by Doves. Check out the video.
It's pretty sweet, pretty sweet. I liked it.
Really, really nice video. Okay. Some weird things on the internet this week. One of the ones I found was this guy, Jerry Jalava.
Jalava.
From Finland. Lost his finger, unfortunately.
Yeah, sad things.
How did he lose his finger?
In a motorcycle accident.
Tragic. But, you know, like any normal person, you know.
He got it replaced.
But...
not by a prosthetic finger.
Oh, no.
He got it replaced.
He went to PC World.
Exactly. got the PC experts or whatever they call
it. I don't think
the
he PC went to PC people. World. He went and got it replaced by a USB drive.
He's got a prosthetic USB finger.
Yep, his finger.
That's what you need.
His finger can peel back, and then there's a USB. And he can take it off as well.
It's like the Terminator. I'm scared.
It's like a Captain Hook for the 21st century.
So useful, though, I guess.
Yeah, 2 gigs as well.
But you'd be annoyed if you got, like, if you lost your finger.
No one's ever going to steal it, though, because it's quite disgusting.
The best thing is if he has a friend who has, like, a USB socket for his hand, and they can shake hands and share files.
That'd be brilliant. I love it.
He works in computers for a living, and when he told the doctors what he did for a living, they joked that he should have a USB finger drive, but that was good enough for him, and he set about making one.
That's brilliant.
Like a joke becoming reality.
I'm slightly scared of people like that, but...
hats off to him.
He went through with something. It's better than I ever do.
Half man, half machine.
Yeah, or half finger, half man drive.
Yeah. Okay, Tom? We've finished talking about random rubbish.
Yeah.
So now it's time to find a song.
Yeah, well, I mean, I played Desmond Dekker, so some 60s classic ska, but we've got some more soul music on its way. We're taking it more of a hip-hop taste.
Exactly.
We've had some lovely summer tunes, but I think it's time to make sure everyone is well and truly woken up. We're going to have a bit of Rodney here, a bit of Roots Maneuver.
Here we go.
Wait, didn't you go...
We lean all day and some say they ain't productive. Could that depend upon the demon that you're stuck with? Cause right now, I see clearer than most. I sit here contending with this cheese on toast. I feel the pain of a third world famine. Said wait, we count them blessings and keep damning. Sism, scumbag, scum of the earth. His worth was nil until he gained the skill of tongues. From 15 years young, straight to my greyback self. I stay top shelf material. Jerk chicken, jerk fish. Breakaway slave bliss. Generate G's and then be stashing with the Swiss. Fools can't see this. Under your pistols, a fist full of hip hop duns. I progressing in the flesh. Esoteric quotes, most frightening. Duppy took a hold of my hand while I was writing. Leg on me ting, Duppy, leg on me an. I summon up the power of Banana Clan. Witness the fitness. The coffin to live in. One hope, one quest. Witness the fitness. The coffin to live in. Witness the fitness, the prophet to live at. One hope, one quest. Witness the fitness, the prophet to live at. One hope, one quest. Swigging that deep root juice. Now we're there burning boots. Set them spirit them loose. Go ahead, go slash up the noose. With conclusive proof about the truth, the right. Cause with a beating shike or push bike or travel kind of trash. Manifest that with oats and roots rap. Manifest that, yeah. I do my zing way. Ain't nothing else I know. Got up in the life with this erratic bone flow. Freeze the pain from my belly and set my soul free. Travel over ocean, land and sea. Face enough stress and difficulty. Flung back from the brink. Why they kinda stink? We don't give a frig about what them fools think. Frig your network, our network will speak for itself. Proof of the trophy and the champion belt. Come sun, come rain, come hailstone pelt. Witness the fitness, the prophets and live at. One hope, one quest. Witness the fitness, the prophets and live at. One hope, one quest. Witness the fitness, the prophets and live at. One hope, one quest. Yeah. Wanna see me with some old time shit. Let the whole world know we saw some off-key tip. Mega manic. When time the pressure start lick. By the hook or by the crook. By the poop or by the kick. He's sickly cryptic. Spitting the code. And most proud to present that Crawfordton mode. And it shows that that bro's done. Seen a few slights. Life roll scenario. Reality bites. We in collision with the beast. Lost to religion.
days and now we can't get no peace. Idiot peak out one for tech eye for chief. Stoop to the level and we plot a cold grief. But we should know that discipline make up the geese. Separation of the dat from the rat, that's a must. Proceed set speed with the Clufferton touch. Proceed set speed. Clufferton, y'all. Witness the fitness. The Clufferton living. One hope, one quest. Witness the fitness. The Clufferton living. One hope, one quest. Witness the fitness. The Clufferton living. One hope, one quest. Witness the fitness.
Roots Maneuver.
Sweet.
Sweet. Who I saw at Coco a couple of
weeks
ago.
How was that? I remember you were trying to get me to come along.
It was a travesty.
Oh dear.
I mean, I'm sure he was enjoying it, but he was so off his face on
illegal
highest
songs.
Grade that he sometimes forgot the words to his own songs and staggered around, and some amazing old school ragga dancehall singer was filling him, but it was very disappointing and not really the season professional I'd hoped for. Like the likes of Ugly Duckling and Jurassic 5, who were
on the other side of the hip-hop spectrum. That would be brilliant. I'd love to see them.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Well, Roots Maneuver fans were disappointed on that night, but our fans are never disappointed.
Exactly.
And did you know that we actually get a lot of fan mail? We just never have any time to read it.
We just much fan mail.
Are we going to have to employ someone just to sift
now,
through it?
Since Ollie is off at the moment, the show, he's had time to read it, and he sifted through and picked out some of the best for us.
What, both of them?
three of them, actually.
Exactly.
Are you ready to hear his presentation?
Let's
put it all together nicely for us. So let's have a good listen.
Hello there listeners, Rare FM's Oliver Ray here. One of my behind the scenes duties here on In Transit is organising the vast amount of fan mail we receive here at the studio. I thought I'd share some of the very touching messages that have come our way in the past few days. Margaret Lynch from Lower Cockburn in Surrey writes, "In Transit, you are the rocking orgasm to the sexual encounter of my weekend. Thanks for that, Maggie. A signed and unwashed pair of DeSalle's underpants are on their way to you." Terry Mitchell has got in touch all the way from Goodhardlooking, Northumberland, and he says, "You aren't funny. Even this sad excuse for an advertisement leaves me cold. You are all the sons of dragon bitches, and may all your scrotums burn in the fiery depths of hell. Thanks for the feedback, Tezza." And finally, a quick scribble note from a listener that hasn't given us his or her name. "Help me, please. I'm trapped and I can't get out. Please send help quickly." Well, anonymous listener, I'm afraid I can't fit help into the In Transit gift bag, but be assured a framed picture of the team is in the post. Keep your letters coming in. Thanks.
Screen that before we put it on.
Really should have screened that.
That was amazing. Thank you for that, Ollie. Thank you for all your fan mail, fans.
Some bitterness there.
Thank you for our listeners in Lower Cockburn.
Yeah. And also for our listeners in Denton, Charlie Bates, John Chan, and the Prince of Seychelles, Chirag Shah.
I heard a rumour, you know, in the first term of uni last year, that he was actually a Prince of Seychelles. And I believed that for a long time until I saw him.
No, he is. He is.
Okay.
You have to bow when you are leaving the room.
DeSalle, you got a song?
I have.
Given up on the CD.
I've given up on the CD. Actually, no, I'm going to go for the CD.
No, it's not going to work.
He needs a rap while he tries to get it on.
Okay. Here we go.
Is it going to work?
It's high technology here.
Yeah, screw the CD. Right.
Wait, try that one.
So 1999.
I fixed it. I'm a genius.
Oh, right. Shut up.
Did you try turning it on?
So this is who?
We need Moss.
This here is Tiny Masters of Today, little 13 and 14 year old kids, and with help from Karen O and Nick Zinner, and this is Hologram World.
Take two.
One last time.
That's Tiny Master of Today. With
a bit whiny.
I quite liked it.
Yeah, I loved it. You know, I think it's pretty good for a 10-year-old girl.
Better than most of the bands who are at Battle of the Bands Heat 3 this year.
Yeah, to be honest, it was actually.
No, actually, I'd say 5 of them were really good. The other 6 were...
There were some pretty dire
I listened stuff. To some of the stuff. One was like this all-out rock and roll band, the female singer.
Oh.
It's a bit... It was like 20 years out of date or something, but...
I don't know.
I say that. I play Scar.
Probably one of those towards the end. We were judging again, and 11 bands in one night. By the time it gets to the last,
it was hell. It
the
was
last
hell.
Two or three, you really just don't care anymore.
I really didn't care. But Something for Sophie were quite late on, and I think they were one of the best.
Yeah, they came second in the end. The final is this Tuesday at Easy J's. Be there. I won't be there, but you should be there.
So be there. It'd be crazy. It'd be insane.
Random people are judging.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's more fair.
I think President Mark, a.k.a. Il Duce, who is not going to be on after the show. he's trying to get someone from every society to judge, which should bring an all-rounded mark. Get it?
Exactly. Should
be
good.
I've heard the fencing society got a taste for death metal, so that might
those
affect
bastards.
The result.
All the music societies, not all the random.
DeSalle's just struggling with his Casio. It's going off.
It's your Casio off. I thought it was mine. No, we've both got the classic Casio watches.
Oh, no, I can't.
There we go.
That was annoying.
Disaster averted.
And you completely blocked my train.
You were saying something really witty and
no,
good
it wasn't. It wasn't.
Bands.
Rob saying something witty.
After having seen the first 3 heats, decided. Do you have a favourite for to win?
A favourite for a winner would.
I think
that was one for the vodka.
Krish have a good chance.
Krish have a very good chance. They're I think they're the most likely to win it though. I really like Krish, the most professional band there is there, but I think the originality-wise, I think they could do with some more originality.
Yeah, I think the Joker and the Thief are going to win.
No, the Joker and the Thief will definitely win. They absolutely rocked the house on the night they were going out. They like got an encore. They had like people following them outside as
really?
They played more songs because they got kicked off the stage.
Yeah, so I think they're going to win.
So there's some talent.
They're not original at all, the Joker and the Thief, but...
Talent on the UCL yeah. scene.
There we yeah. go.
Apart from okay. Coldplay.
And Basement Jacks.
Yeah.
And Jack Peñate.
Yeah, and several other people.
And Nick Now.
Project Multivitamin.
Okay, yeah. okay, yeah. Let's stop.
Masses of UCL talent.
My song, my next in, my favourite current British recording artist, Franz Ferdinand, of course. This is from the newest album, and the song's called What She Came For, and mind out for it, because it's got a bit of a sting in the tail.
Oh, hello.
We'll be right back.
Sweet.
What she came for. Franz Ferdinand.
I love that rocking out at the end of that track. Just brilliant.
Okay. Time for our regular feature, Dream Analysis. Yeah. Oh, we should... Tom forgot to mention. If you... and well, I don't know why. None of us remember to mention. If you missed the beginning,
oh, yeah,
download the show because we had an amazing jingle.
Join the In Transit Facebook group and you can go find the... we'll send you the download link for the podcast.
Guitar skills.
Crazy guitar skills, and who knows, there might be a special treat at the end of the download.
And the jingle was composed on a bus on the way here.
Yeah,
on a Camden
bus. The old 1-3-4.
Okay, time for Dream Analysis.
Yeah, cue up the jingle. Cue up the jingle. Are you ready? Gets me every time.
So emotional.
Hi there, this is Dsal. You're listening to it's my weekly segment, and today we've got a special, actually extra special, Dream Analysis, in that we're getting one of our presenters dreams analyzed. Yeah. Rob, over to you.
That's me. Okay, I had this dream last night during our sleepover. We were at Chris's house.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Chris is chopping up a courgette. Right,
it's like crispy chocolate.
Slicing up, okay, a courgette, and then on each slice, he's written, "Hi Tom, how are you?" As in, like to his brother Tom.
Okay.
"Hi Tom, how are you?" On every single slice, and he's going to post it to him. And I was like, "Why don't you write a different message on each slice?" And he says, "No, you need that many slices for the message to get through to him." And then I was like, "Oh, is he going to reply in kind?" And Chris was like, "No, he'll probably just call back
rather than the courgette."
Rather than send a courgette back. And then I woke up, and that was the end of the dream.
It just stopped.
I don't even know what that dream means in any way at all. That's just the most ridiculous dream in the world.
Have a bash.
Okay, I'll have a bash. Right. You come in, you're at my house, and Chris is in the kitchen, chopping away, slaving away.
Domestic bliss.
Exactly. You know, you're like, "Chris, what are you doing? You don't need to do this for me." You know, You want to contact your brother, and you feel the only way you can do it, because you're chained to this kitchen, is by doing it through a courgette. You know, that's not the way to live. You know, you want to be able to have time to phone call. Don't let these people beat you down, is what you're trying to say, but you don't have the confidence to go tell him it in real life. You're seeing it in your dreams going, "Oh, Rob, you should say something about this. You should say something about this." But no. And, you know, the vegetable communication side of it...
I think to be honest, sometimes a cucumber is just a cucumber.
It's a courgette.
Oh, exactly. Right, whereas a courgette, you know, it is multi-purpose. You can roast it, you can grill it, you can just slice it.
You can write
it
on it.
I think it's resemblant of life, because it grows from the seed, it comes from the ground, it comes up, and it's split into all these segments representing the twists and turns of its life. But then eventually it will be consumed, it will return to the matter from whence
exactly,
it came.
Exactly. And, but everyone remember, don't let your courgette turn into a marrow.
No. Is that possible?
Thanks for that.
No, that's what a courgette is.
Just a big marrow.
No, a courgette's a small marrow.
Really?
And if you don't cut your courgette off, it turns into a marrow, and you only get one marrow per plant.
What happened to my dream?
Okay, yeah, sorry. The dream. Dream. Yes. I'd say, tell Chris. Tell him your real feelings. Tell him that, you know.
Let the feelings grow to a marrow.
Well, Chris, hopefully you're listening, and hopefully Tom's listening too.
Yeah, Tom.
Tom in Norwich.
Get in contact UEA. With your brother. You know, he's missing you. He's slaving away, but he's just doesn't have time to talk to you.
He's happy with the talking over Xbox, but he doesn't feel like you're connecting emotionally while you're trying to blow each other up.
Poning each other.
Okay.
Boom, headshot.
Any final comments?
You're weird, Rob. That's really weird, but I'd say it's more Chris's weird, but he didn't have the dream. Complete weirdo. Okay. Complete weirdo.
Dream analysis. Guys, I feel like there's a weight off my shoulders. Thanks.
It's okay. That's what I'm here for,
guys.
I feel
we've made real progress today.
Yeah. Remember, I may be thinking about, you know, at the end of this year's series, bringing out a book of all my best dream analysis.
Do it, man. Do it.
In that, it'll be available for $5.99 along with the CD of all our jingles.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Available at all good record shops.
All from order from our blog, tintrains.blogspot.com.
We have a shop.
Along with t-shirts with my face on it.
Merchandise, yeah.
Okay, Tom?
Yeah, I mean, that was a dream about someone's brother. I'm going to mix it up a bit. This is a song about a sister. This is Baby Boom, the acoustic project of Sonic Boom 6. Yeah. There's a big Norwich skanking listenership out there, so I thought I'd satisfy them.
Go Norwich. Oh, fuck.
Darkest hours, the one before dawn. Or so she whispers. So sour, the sun could not warm these scars and blisters. So many regrets, these memories that haunt you. And how could you forget even if you want to? Even now, you can't hear a calling, yeah. So easy to fall in, yeah. You're bigger than all of them, sister, yeah. Hold out just a little bit longer. Say, sister, yeah. The ache in your bones. So what's a feeling? Seems so far for your soul to atone. Your head is reeling. So looking at a mirror, girl, where have you gone to? I don't really find out where things went wrong for. Your only friend.
Beautiful.
The summer sounds of Baby Boom.
I know. It felt so summery. I loved that. I loved that.
And you had someone to mention?
Oh, yeah. We had an email from the Metal Chef, a.k.a. Robbie Wincup of Norwich, requesting some brutal jazzcore. I mean, I don't know what that is. If he could enlighten us.
Give us I love the sound of it, though.
Yeah.
Brutal jazzcore. Okay. This is something probably everyone's seen, but if you haven't, I want to bring your attention to it.
Yeah, you should.
The Man Who Looks Like a Thumb. Have you guys seen it?
Yes.
I have. It's really scary, actually. Yes.
This bald guy, and I think it's just one photo. He looks just like a thumb with face on it.
Is there a link on the blog?
We'll put it up on the blog.
Yeah, we'll just type Man Who Looks Like Thumb into Google and check it out. Cause it's
it looks exactly like a thumb.
He has a Facebook appreciation group that's reached over 6,000 members.
Actually, talking of thumbs, I think everyone should see the film Thumb Wars.
I'm going to put it out there.
What's it about?
It's Star Wars, the original Star Wars A New Hope, but done entirely on thumbs.
Oh my God. Is it as good as...
I've got it on DVD.
Is it as good as the Bollywood version of Superman we just watched this morning?
Or the Italian version of Spider-Man?
Or the Turkish Star Wars?
Yeah, all brilliant. All worth checking out
all
on
classics.
YouTube.
All classics. Exactly. All perfect for avoiding the revision and the...
essays.
Anything to come, yeah.
I can't believe you've watched the whole of Star Wars played out by thumbs. That must be so boring.
No, it's brilliant.
Is it the British version or is it?
No, it's the entire Star Wars played out, but it's also a massive piss take at the same time.
I'm sure it is.
I know, I thought it'd be a serious film from the sounds of it. It sounds exactly, like a concept art house movie.
You'd love it, I'm telling you. But anyway.
I'm sure that Jar Jar Binks is probably played with more character by a thumb.
Yeah. Jar Jar Binks, I hate that.
Not what man.
Gungun.
Okay, so check out.
Yes, I'm not, did you?
No, don't go there. Don't go there. The anger's building up inside me already.
Check out The Man Who Looks Like a Thumb. Just type into Google. Desai, you got a song for us?
Yeah, I've actually changed my song in the middle of that. I'm crazy like that. To a slightly more summary one, this is Brendan Benson with I'm Easy.
I'm easy.
Come.
as Brendan Benson with I'm Easy.
Brendan Benson from the Raconteurs.
Well, before the Raconteurs, yeah.
Yeah, but he's in the Raconteurs now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Easy like Sunday afternoon.
I'm easy like Sunday morning.
Although Lionel Richie's career's gone a bit down. He's collaborating with Timbaland now.
Seriously.
And Neo.
I'd love to see
as bad as Chris Cornell.
Oh, God, yeah.
Parts of Me.
I don't know. I listen to the song. I like it. If you just listen to it as not a Chris Cornell song.
If you turn the volume down, yeah.
And listen to it as some sort of...
put a different song on as well. I think that's the best way.
I've got to like him, though, because I got to see a free interview with him.
Oh, yeah, what did he say? Did he sound...
I'm Chris Cornell.
Did he say anything of interest?
He said, like, he loves his wife a lot, basically.
Good for him. Okay, yeah. Talking of people who are in bands... You know someone who's in a band?
Yeah, crazy band. Repping the English department, Professor Neil Rennie, the world...
He's a professor, wow.
He's the,
is it UCL or...
Yeah, UCL. He's the world authority on Pocahontas.
Wow.
It's quite a claim to fame. Currently writing a book about pirates. Was in a band, or still is in a band, who plays ukulele in called the Penguin Cafe Orchestra.
That's
which
an awesome
might
name.
Not immediately ring any bells, but... I believe you may have heard of this next track we're going to play. So it's a feel-good summer tune. It's from a film called Napoleon Dynamite, which I'm sure a lot of you've seen.
It must be rolling in the royalties.
The technical facilities. Yeah, it must be rolling in it, but he's keeping up the day job. He loves the pirates and he loves the ukulele. And this is Music for a Found Harmonium.
Here we go.
Take it away.
I did recognise that from Napoleon Dynamite.
It's a tune. Absolute tune. It does go on a little bit. I'm saying me, but I love it.
You can see a video of that or something, you were just saying?
Yeah, you can see a BBC session on YouTube.
BBC session.
Yeah, it's a nice old school 80s one.
Sweet, sweet. I like it.
Worth checking out.
What do you have to search for?
Penguin Cafe Orchestra should do the trick.
They pretty much a one-hit wonder? Or?
No, they have other songs I couldn't name, but yeah, that's kind of, that's their hit.
Their target audience is the old baldy guy.
Yeah, but the royalties must be nice in the film usage.
Amazing. Okay, we've reached the end of our journey.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's been such a good show, apart from all the technical problems.
Yeah. You mean but you?
You mean you forgetting Casio to turn the mics down?
Yeah. No, the mics were fine. We didn't have any problems with the mics.
But I think that adds to the charm, really. It's not the slickest show.
It's a DIY. It's punk. It's
thanks to everyone who's listened. We world record listenership today. I've been informed.
Yeah,
they're still counting up.
It was pretty big.
Think about those when Comic Relief. Those totals is something in that kind of range.
We're gonna be adding these numbers up for at least a week to come. So who knows?
And I've enjoyed my time. Thanks for having me, Robin DeSalle.
No problem.
Appreciate it. It's been an honour.
Hopefully, we'll have you back sometime in the future.
Yeah,
I think all of our guests should come back sometime in the future. We've had a really good show.
I've loved it.
Okay.
Should we tell the listeners about the fact, how our guests are going to go next term?
How it's going to work.
Well, we'll talk about that. I'll talk about that next week. Next week. DeSalle, you're not going to be here.
I'm not going to be on the show next week.
So it's just me holding down the fort with two.
It's going to be my first
guests.
Show that I've missed.
No, you've missed another one as well.
Really?
Yeah.
November
16th.
Have you got no guests?
Oh, yeah.
November 23rd.
There's no guests next week?
No, there's two guests next week.
Oh, who's coming?
My brother and his friend Hector, hopefully.
Oh.
Hector.
I need to double check that they're coming, but I think that they are.
But yeah, thanks for our listeners today.
Yeah, thank
you. From the fiery pits of Camden Town to the fields of desolate East Anglia. And everywhere in between. It's been beautiful.
Yep.
I've been Tom Allen.
I've been Rob Hakimian.
I've been DeSalle Abaratne.
Thank you.
We bid you adieu. This is Radiohead with There. you ready to rap?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it. Drop the beat.
Well, I heard the good radio is rare to find. So if you got the time, why don't you rewind? Download the show, Rare FM. We're good to go. Other shows simply blow compared to those in the know. About bands on the move. They're trying to get something to prove. We'll play the beats and some witty banter. We'll wrap it down now. We're sweeter than a can of Fanta. You know you like it when we tune in tonight, Sunday afternoons. We get the melody right. You like to hear the tunes to Sal on the beat. This is MC Xylophone. Yo, today's been sweet. Respect.
That was too good. I can't reply. Cut it.
Ho.